Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is the Cutting Edge Watchman News program many of you know and trust. Now we're coming to you not once a week, but two evenings, Wednesday and Thursday. You'll hear this program Wednesday evening, November 8th, at WWCR.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This 7 o'clock Wednesday program will also broadcast on the WWCR shortwave frequency of 5.935 megahertz. That's 5.935. And then the next night, Thursday, November 8th, you'll again tune in for another news program. And
Lou, I believe that is, the listeners must know, that's our normal time, which is an hour later than our Wednesday program. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's also on the shortwave 4.840 megahertz.
That's right. I think I said November 8th. I believe it's November 9th would be Thursday evening. So hear us also on the Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, and KSTARTalkRadio.com. Consult these venues for schedules, days, and times. I'm your host, Lou Caverly.
And I'm Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, the co-host.
Our website is DividedKingdomRadio.com. Be sure to visit our listening archives there and see our radio monologues under Breaking News. Spread the word of truth. Tell others to go to TheDividedKingdomRadio.com.
Yes, Lou, tonight on our November News Blitz, we have more warnings and updates for you that go all over the map, everywhere from new artificial sweetener dangers to gun rights to 15-minute cities to Fukushima and the continuing moral decay in the nefarious November. I believe at first we must also thank our listeners. Just a few of you have just helped us, and it means so much. And we will be bringing out details maybe in a couple weeks about our coming book, COVID and the Coming Chaos. And this is a ministry. It is produced by God, so we do not sell products. But when we have our books, we're going to have you contribute for the book to either WWCR or to Global Star Communications. You'll make the checkout or the money order to either one of those producing agents who really brings our program to life and gives it to you. So as soon as we have details, we will let you know. We're thinking in terms of the book costing $17 and then $5 for shipping. So the total would be $22. And of course, if you buy a number of books, that may get a little discount. We're not sure at this time. But we do thank God Almighty for this book being printed. There were some problems, and we're disappointed that the book was not published by the Christian radio, shall we say, group. But we all will answer to God, and we will all tell him whether we told the whole truth. And some parts of our book are extremely hard-hitting, especially the part about the little children being herded into the big stadium there in Australia and being forcibly injected, I guess we would call it, because they were children. They didn't really have a choice to get the COVID shots, and I think at least one died there. So there are many things. The aborted fetal cell-derived shots that many Protestant top leaders advise their parishioners to get. No, we're telling the whole truth. And we know that judgment lurks. It lurks from the hand of God for any of those who compromise, and then any of those who are the cowardice beset shepherds. So that's all we're going to say on that, but we're happy that a few people who have compassion and perhaps want the whole truth to come out are giving us help, possibly to speed up the book's coming, and we're hoping so. Please do keep our book in your deepest prayers and start thinking about those who would really honor the book and use it. Perhaps you will get a few extras for Christmas gifts. We're probably going to have 300 books That's what we have contracted to buy. So start thinking about this, and so we think that it'll be a win-win-win because you'll be contributing like you always do to WWCR or Global Star Communications, but you will have something in return. It'll be a historic book. So now Lou is going to pick up the story that we started last week, and there was a miscue. It wasn't our fault. Within the article, the same phrase was there twice. So I think I picked it up too quickly, and it's very important. So Lou's going to just take it from the top. Let's not give any more explanation since I took so much time, Lou.
Well, we asked last week whether you're willing to hand over the rights to your body to Bill Gates, who has a patent on it. Now, this article came from the People's Voice. WEF, those billions with a B, of humans will soon be replaced with AI hybrids. This was dated October 20th, 2023, by Baxter Dimitri. The tyranny is spreading. Klaus Schwab has admitted the global elite are planning to depopulate the world and replace ordinary human beings with AI and transhumanist hybrids. According to the WEF, humanity will be better equipped to deal with the challenges of the future if unborn children undergo gene editing to ensure that they are free of diseases and disabilities, including psychological traits which the elite disapprove of. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai, where he was lecturing 600 unelected bureaucrats about how to rule the world, the WEF founder said that the WEF will have the technology to become gods and engage in intelligent design to, in others' words, or in his words, quote, alter the human being, unquote. If that wasn't dystopian enough, wait until you hear how Schwab is planning to alter us. The WEF is laying the groundwork to take over every aspect of our lives. According to Schwab, it is his role to shape the, quote, transformation, unquote, of the world in the current period, and he plans on using genetic editing to change humanity on a cellular level, whether humanity at large consents or not. This might sound like science fiction, but as you are about to see, this dystopian plan has been operational for years. WEF has been hiding in plain sight at the center of global affairs for more than 40 years. And if you take the time to dive into WEF's Fourth Industrial Revolution material, you will realize it is all about transhumanism. It's about the merger of man and machine. This is the dystopian future WEF and their globalist allies are actively trying to implement, whether humanity at large agrees with it or not. Schwab dreams of a world in which humans are connected to the cloud, able to access the internet through their own brains. This, of course, also means that your brain would be accessible to people who might like to tinker with your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and behavior, be they the technocrats or the technocratic elite themselves or random hackers. As noted by Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, quote, humans are now hackable animals, unquote. For those who still think that this is all a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theory, you should know that the U.S. military has been talking about it for years. DARPA, neurologist and chief of the Neuroethics Studies Program at Georgetown University, Washington, D.C., Dr. James Giordano, who is also a weapons expert, started his presentation at West Point, New York Military Academy by saying, quote, the brain is and will be the 21st century battlefield, end of story, unquote. Dr. Giordano talks about how directed energy can be and is being weaponized. Individuals' brains can be targeted by microwaves, the type of 5G, and soon to come 6G, of which you see antennas growing like mushrooms all over the world. They tell you it is to make your internet and ever more sophisticated computers and smartphones faster with more outreach capacity and to help advance digitization. This may all be true to some extent, but the real reason behind these microwave towers is to target you, the individual. Why? Because, as the Bible tells us, wicked doesn't sleep. Not content with editing the genes of everybody who signed up for an experimental mRNA jab, the elite are intent on eradicating humanity from the face of the earth in favor of augmented human beings who will serve the elite in every possible way without enjoying any human rights. Anybody who has been paying attention knows that the Fourth Industrial Revolution is in full implementation. Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, published his radical manifesto entitled Shaping the Fourth Industrial Revolution in 2018. In it, Schwab writes about such significant topics as embedding values and technologies, the Internet of Things, data ethics, artificial intelligence and robotics, and a special chapter on altering the human body. And now, Elizabeth, I think we go to you.
Yes. I thought there was a little bit more that you had there.
That seems to be it for that one.
Okay. It's certainly thought-provoking.
Yes.
And now we move again to some of these warnings about foods and additives and things like this. On a previous program, I mentioned that I had a terrible reaction to an erythritol-based sugar substitute. And that included stevia plus the erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol. And it included dizziness for days and some other things. And now, before I give you the study that talked about this, I have to mention that I have had another reaction. I think I'm like a canary in the coal mine because I always had a lot of food allergies and different things like this. So, you know, in the midst of investigating this years ago, Lou and I found the material of Dr. Coca, C-O-C-A, and it was the pulse test. So for your information, listeners, if you have some suspect food that you think's bothering you or something that relates here to possibly stumbling upon something you didn't want to have in your food, like MSG, about 15 minutes after you eat, you should take your pulse, see what it's doing, because sometimes the pulse can be very erratic and be upset by things. And now, Lou and I try to avoid all genetically modified foods. We don't eat genetically modified corn, for example. We don't buy those mixes that are made from the GMO corn. And we had tried to stay away from GMO soybean oil. However, there is a large chain in the United States that is somewhat affiliated with Italian foods, and this chain made wonderful gluten-free waffles that were frozen. So Lou headed out about 2 weeks ago and bought up all of the gluten-free waffles that they had. And it had been quite a while since we had waffles. So I devised about 4 days' worth of meals using the waffles. We had turkey and gravy and waffles. One day we had chicken and gravy and waffles. And I said, this is just like our holiday meal, isn't it, Lou? And he said, oh, Elizabeth, this is just wonderful. And I'm thinking something else. I think for our breakfast, we decided we would have waffles and nice jelly on it. And I think maybe we actually had a little older bacon. That's a big question mark with the mRNA being given in the vaccines to pork. But we had already bought this a year or two ago and it was in the freezer, so we had it. So finally, we came to the last meal. Maybe this is about 4 days' worth. And after the meal, yours truly flunked the Coca pulse test. It was really pretty bad, the reactions of the heart. And, of course, there were a few other things, I think, that I can attribute to it. But deep prayer and scripture reading showed us we'd better ditch the rest of those waffles. And also, something came back to me that the late Dr. Stan Monteith interviewed Dr. Russell Blaylock, who I believe is a neurosurgeon and knows so much about things. And I'm pretty sure that he said that soy oil, soy products, process, just the oil, had an effect on, I think it was the brain and the heart. So, you know, you have to be aware of all these things, and you have to look at your own body, and you must find out what you can eat and what you can't. And some things that are suspect, again, you'll see on some products, flavor or natural flavor. That's highly suspect. It might have aspartame. It could even have MSG, possibly. So now, here is the latest on the erythritol. This was October 24th, Olivia Cook writing at Natural News. Study, popular sugar substitute, erythritol, linked to cardiovascular issues. Erythritol is often used as a substitute for regular table sugar. However, a study has found that it can cause serious health issues. The study, published in Nature Medicine, stated that erythritol is linked to various cardiovascular issues. Sweeteners like erythritol have rapidly increased in popularity in recent years, but there needs to be more in-depth research into their long-term effects, said corresponding author Dr. Stanley Hazen, chairman for the Department of Cardiovascular and Metabolic Sciences at the Cleveland Clinic's Lerner Research Institute. Researchers from the Cleveland Clinic studied over 4,000 people in Europe and the United States to, quote, look for new pathways that contribute to cardiac disease risk, end of quote. Different compounds in patients' blood samples were measured to see whether or not they predicted the future risk of heart attack, stroke, or death. Once the compound structure was examined, erythritol was found to be at the very top of the list. Researchers noted that people with high blood levels of erythritol had an elevated risk for heart attack or stroke. The researchers proceeded to conduct mechanistic studies by giving erythritol to animals and found that they developed thrombotic events like a heart attack or a stroke. There's a clot in the vessel that feeds the heart or the brain. They also found that adding erythritol to blood increases the likelihood of clotting. Blood clotting normally occurs when there's damage to a blood vessel. Platelets immediately adhere to the cut edges of the blood vessel and release chemicals to attract even more platelets. One of the biggest problems that cardiologists face in cardiovascular disease is abnormal clotting. If the clotting becomes obstructive to the heart, doctors call it a heart attack. Or if it's an obstruction in the blood vessels that go into the brain, doctors call it a stroke. The authors noted the importance of follow-up studies to confirm their findings in the general population because their clinical observation studies, quote, demonstrated association and not causation, end of quote. Erythritol is a sugar alcohol that is about 70% as sweet as sugar and is found naturally in some fruits like grapes, peaches, pears, and watermelon. It is also found in some mushrooms. The sugar alcohol, erythritol, can be produced commercially by food scientists via fermentation by yeast or produced inside yeast-like fungi via the pyrrolidone phosphate pathway, PPP, according to a study from Nutrients. This study was primarily done with those who have cardiac risks, cardiovascular problems, those who have been treated, as well as those who have diabetes. In untargeted metabolomics studies, large-scale studies of small molecules or metabolites within cells, biofluids, tissues, or organisms, circulating levels of multiple polyol sweeteners, especially erythritol, were associated with a 3-year incident risk for major adverse cardiovascular events, and that's MACE, which may include non-fatal myocardial infarction or stroke or even death. And I believe I'm interjecting there, Elizabeth, that myocardial infarction, that's just another word for, I think, a mild heart attack, In the Cleveland Clinic study, we're back in the article again, 30 grams was enough to make blood levels of erythritol go up 1,000-fold, and it remained elevated above the threshold necessary to trigger heightened clotting risk for the following 2 or 3 days.
The idea of pushing lab cell meat and vegetable protein, false meat, on us is just part of a coming planned tyranny. And now we have from SlayNews.com this headline, 14 U.S. cities planning to ban meat, dairy, and private cars by 2030. This is by Frank Bergman, August 20th, 2023. 14 American cities have set a target to comply with the World Economic Forum's Green Agenda goals by banning meat, dairy, and private car ownership by 2030. The U.S. cities have formed a coalition called the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group, nicknamed C40.
And Lou, this is Elizabeth interjecting.
Yes.
We thank listener Larry for pointing us toward this information about these cities.
Yes, that's right.
These mayors.
The U.S. cities have formed a coalition. I guess I read that before. The C40 has established an ambitious target, that's in quotes, an ambitious target to meet the WEF's goals by the year 2030. To fulfill that target, the C40 cities have pledged that their residents will comply with the following list of mandatory rules. 0 kilograms of meat consumption. I had to stop and think when I read that. 0 kilograms of meat consumption. 0 kilograms of dairy consumption. 3 new clothing items per person per year. 0 private vehicles owned. 1 short-haul return flight, less than 1,500 kilometers every 3 years per person. The C40 city's dystopian goals can be found in its, quote, "The Future of Urban Consumption in a 1.5 degrees Celsius World" report. That was published, that report was published in 2019 and re-emphasized in 2023. And moving on with this, we have this. The organization is headed and largely funded by Democrat billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Nearly 100 cities across the world make up the organization. The American city members of C40 include Austin, Texas, Boston, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New Orleans, New York City, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. Media coverage of C40 cities' goals has been relatively sparse. However, the few media personalities and news outlets who have discussed it have reportedly been heavily attacked by the corporate, quote-unquote, fact-checkers. This year, in lockstep with C40 cities' 2030 aims, that is, with C40 City's 2030 aims, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced that the city will place caps on the amount of meat and dairy served by city institutions, such as schools and prisons. Meanwhile, the UK has banned the sale of new gas-powered vehicles after 2030. France has banned short-haul flights to, quote, cut carbon emissions, unquote. In 2020, the World Economic Forum, which promotes C40 cities on its website, introduced the Great Reset, which seeks to use the COVID pandemic as a point from which to launch a global reset of society to supposedly combat climate change. This reset, however, has far more to do with social control than it does with the climate.
And if globalist leaders truly cared about the environment, they wouldn't be chartering private jets or owning massive energy-consuming mansions on the coast in California, which by climate fanatics' own calculation will soon be underwater. As the WEF plainly stated in a 2016 promotional video, by 2030, quote, "You'll own nothing and you'll be happy." Right now, hedge funds and private billionaires are buying up residential homes and farmland all over the world. At the same time, unrealistic zero-emissions policies are impoverishing Westerners and annihilating the middle class, which is fueling reliance on centralized government. Such intentional steps backward also ironically harm the Earth, because wealthier nations are proven to have cleaner environments and put less strain on natural resources. Climate activists are also advocating for, quote, climate lockdowns in the same way there were COVID lockdowns. Ideas floated for a climate lockdown have ranged from shuttering people in their homes and restricting air travel to providing a universal basic income and introducing a maximum income level. Climate dystopianism doesn't end there. WEF-linked bioethicist Dr. Matthew Liao has proposed the idea of scientists genetically modifying humans to be allergic to meat, as Slate News reported. Liao has also discussed shrinking the physical size of humans via eugenics or hormone injections so they consume fewer resources. I have to interject. This is Elizabeth. Gosh, Dr. Liao, this has already been done. Years ago, Alex Jones reported on why there were so many people who were short, who had not come from the aristocracy. That's because they were the serfs. They were not fed well, so they didn't grow as tall as the blue blood people around them, the aristocracy. Now, getting back to the article, all of these policy proposals appear even more unreasonable and illogical when we actually evaluate the data. According to the International Disaster Database, deaths related to extreme heat, floods, storms, and droughts have plummeted as CO2 emissions have risen. The fossil fuel economy has provided billions of people with heating, air conditioning, weather warning systems, mass irrigation, and durable buildings. This isn't to say that we shouldn't try to limit carbon emissions. Environmentally friendly nuclear energy, which is safe and more reliable than wind and solar energy, it's a great way to wean our society off all our reliance on fossil fuels. Now, this is Elizabeth. I don't agree with this writer at all on the last two points, that we should really try to limit some of the carbon emissions. No, not really. And I don't agree that the nuclear energy is so safe. No, no, no. We have to remember some of the things back in the 70s. Lou, do you recall was it Three Mile Island?
Yes, not far from the Pennsylvania capital city of Harrisburg. That underwent, I don't know if it was a total meltdown, but it was close.
Yeah, and I think the person trying to expose that, can't recall her name now, but she was run off the road and in a strange kind of death.
Yeah, that was a movie, wasn't it?
I believe that it was Karen somebody. I believe her name might have been.
I think so.
Now, the article finishes with the globalist climate activists, however, oppose. Oh, excuse me, I'm not going to read that part, how they're opposing the nuclear energy. We're not going to be a trumpet for nuclear energy here. Ultimately, the climate conditions goals are inherently anti-human. We certainly agree with that. People generally need meat and the protein it provides to flourish. This is Elizabeth again. I read, as I've commented on this program before, that there was a study, or at least a couple of them maybe, that showed vegetarians had brain shrinkage as they got older. So that should tell you you need a little meat. Banning meat, back to the article, and dairy, restricting calories, genetically altering the human body, and impoverishing the masses will hurt the planet and people. Now, Lou has more of a rundown on the 15-minute poster child city, Phoenix, and more. Lou, take it away.
That's right, and we want to again thank a listener, Larry, who had alerted us to check out the C40 Cities plan, and here's a bombshell. Phoenix becomes the first U.S. city to impose WEF's ban on meat, dairy, private cars. This was from the People's Voice on September 20th, 2023. Phoenix has become the first U.S. city to impose the World Economic Forum's total ban on meat, dairy, and private car ownership, a move many legal experts are warning is unconstitutional. The Democrat mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallego, says she wants to fast-track the WEF's radical agenda so that Phoenix is fully compliant with the WEF policies well ahead of the 2030 deadline set for the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group. C40 Cities is a group of American cities that signed a WEF treaty that legally compels them to ban meat, dairy, and car ownership by 2030. Globalist politicians around the world have all agreed to ban members of the public from consuming meat and dairy and banning them from owning automobiles by 2030. C40 Cities also placed strict limitation on the number of items of clothing people can purchase a year and severely restricts air travel to once every 3 years. SlayNews.com reports the organization is headed by billionaire globalist Democrat Mike Bloomberg, and I think we mentioned that earlier. And much of the funding comes from Bloomberg's philanthropic societies or organizations. As of August 4th, 2023, C40 has a membership with mayors of nearly 100 world-leading cities collaborating to confront the climate crisis, according to the group's website. The organization's webpage advocates for a global Green New Deal that, quote, lays out a set of principles to be adopted by cities worldwide and takes a collaborative approach to climate action.
This is Elizabeth interjecting. Listeners, did you know this? Did you find this out at CNN? Did you hear this on Fox? You'd better tell your friends and relatives to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com, where they'll be able to hear this program in the listening archives soon after we have recorded it here. You're hearing it right now live on the Global Star Network. But it's so important that we wake up and that we're not bamboozled. We don't want a world like this. What else, Lou?
Well, now, these are the principles of the Global Green New Deal. One, we recognize the global climate emergency. Two, we are committed to keeping global heating below the 1.5 degrees Celsius goal of the Paris Agreement by curbing emissions in the sectors that are the most significant contributors to the climate crisis. And those are transportation, buildings, and waste. Point three, we are committed to putting inclusive climate action at the center of all urban decision-making to create thriving and equitable communities for everyone. Point four, we invite our partners, political leaders, CEOs, trade unions, investors, and civil society to join us in recognizing the global climate emergency and help us deliver on science-based action to overcome it. Phoenix Mayor Gallego, a member of C40 since 2020, now serves as vice chair of the C40 Steering Committee, which, quote, provides strategic oversight to ensure C40's mission and mandate are directly driven by and responsive to the needs of the C40 cities, unquote.
Lou, we have to interject again that this is a warning program, and all of you listeners need to pray very strongly. If you're living in Arizona, if you're living in a city there, if you're living in Phoenix, you need to pray whether God wants you to get out of Babylon. If you can, you need to wake up everyone around you so that they know about this, so that it's not a stealth kind of program that comes in the middle of the night and suddenly your world is not safe. It's not even there anymore. What else, Lou?
It says the mission and mandate include a race to zero global campaign to reach net zero carbon emissions in 1,000 cities worldwide and, quote, sustainable food policies, unquote.
And, you know, I'm interjecting again.
Yes.
Sustainable food policies. When you read zero milligrams of meat, 0 milligrams of, was it dairy, something else?
Yes, dairy.
Now, that means annihilation of the human race. That's what it really means. That means murder. That means Murder, Inc. is ready for you. That's what the WEF plan is. You'll have nothing, and you'll be happy because you'll be dead.
Good point. Yes, that's exactly right. If they don't starve you, they'll put you in such a state of malnutrition that you'll just die from disease or whatever.
And if you consider this program to be important, we thank those of you who are helping us. We thank Marjorie today, who has provided some wonderful stamps so that we can reach some of you. When we know about our book, we thank several people who have helped us. And if you would like to help us, you can write out a check to Global Star Communications. That's what we need right now most. And you can mail it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And that's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Do you have a little more on that?
A little bit more, yes. And the policies of the WEF support, quote, an overall increase of healthy plant-based food consumption in our cities by shifting away from unsustainable, unhealthy diets.
Now, we have to interrupt again, Lou. That listener who doesn't like me interrupting will just have to stand this because there are certain things that must be brought out. And I talked about a kind of a lasagna that we had been using even before this big hype took over about the plant-based items replacing the meat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I talked about the relationship I feel that it had toward my kidney stones for 11 years. And one of the bad items in it was a kind of a pea protein. And so now when we looked up information on the Beyond Meat of Bill Gates and similar products, I would assume there were many harmful ingredients, and one was pea protein, and it was linked to some kidney damage and other things. And so now we had a kind of a non-dairy kind of a whip. You know, it was kind of to take the place of whipped cream. And so we hunted around, and we heard that one place had it. And so Lou went racing off to get it. But lo and behold, it had changed. It was now a light kind of whip. And guess what one of the ingredients was? Why, pea protein. Oh, my. Why is it being put in everywhere? Now, remember again, when you see flavor or natural flavor, that may mean hidden aspartame. And we told you before that we actually got in writing from this very ethical company, Cozy Shack. They were happy to put it into writing when several others just ignored us when we asked for this. They do not have aspartame in their puddings at Cozy Shack, the rice pudding and the tapioca pudding. So that was a relief. We must applaud these companies. We want more companies that will be giving us real food. Anything more, Lou?
Just a quick comment about Arizona. It says this also comes, that is all these comments about the WEF, as Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs recently declared a, quote, heat state of emergency, unquote, mainly in Phoenix. Many argue that the move from Hobbs is likely meant to accelerate the implementation of these radical climate, and that's in quotation marks, climate policies.
Okay.
All right, now.
And, do you have something more there?
Yes, I have one about King Charles, in fact. And this was from Leo Homan in May of 2023. King Charles and the globalists set meeting for September, at which they will plot how to accelerate goals of UN Agenda 2030 and the complete digitization of humanity. I'll just comment, I haven't heard much about that on the major news. It's probably already gone by now, but this is what they planned. The World Economic Forum and the United Nations are so concerned that the goals of Agenda 2030, sustainable development, and the Great Reset, also known as technocracy under a one-world peace system, that those are in jeopardy of not being fulfilled by the appointed date, that they have called for a summit in September to discuss how they can kickstart that stalled totalitarian agenda. The September 18-19 summit in New York will, quote, marked the beginning of a new phase of accelerated progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals, according to the UN website. The WEF, founded in 1971 by German economist and engineer Klaus Schwab, under the tutelage of Dr. Henry Kissinger, has said for years that by 2030, the people of the world will, quote, own nothing, unquote, and that they will have no privacy, but they will somehow learn to like their evolving state of digital slavery.
Oh, Lou, we can never repeat that too many times. It's such a catchword. It's a byword. It's something that sticks in your craw. The more you hear it, the more irritating it becomes.
That's exactly right. Own nothing. Have no privacy, but be very happy with it. It goes on, you will be living in a tiny apartment in a so-called smart city where almost no one works, sitting back playing video games and drawing a universal basic income check from the government. The smart homes situated inside smart cities will be powered by artificial intelligence, an all-knowing force with a watchful eye on everyone's activities, movements, even their thoughts. People will willingly eat bugs and artificial lab-grown meat as their source of protein in a universal effort to help the Earth, quote, heal, unquote, itself through carbon neutrality.
And Lou, we'd better all remember Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that brave patriot in Russia who was in the gulag so long and then came to live in America for a time, that he lamented that if they had been ready, if they had been alert to the menace coming, they would have been waiting. They would have had hatchets. They would have had weapons. They would have not been taken. And so you must think about this. Will you be taken to these 15-minute cities? Will you be taken under such a draconian rule that you have to eat bugs? Will you be taken away from your home? Land is being grabbed up. We've talked about the Wildlands Project being back in a different way. People are being pulled off their lands. Farms are being taken. The Amish are being persecuted for their type of sales of food. That's been going on quite a while. So you'd better open your eyes. Open your eyes and please do tell others to visit DividedKingdomRadio.com. Go into our listening archives. The last 2 months of programs have been very instructive, very important, talking about this so-called Great Reset, this climate change agenda, which is really another supra-depopulation plan to kill, annihilate, and let the elite, I don't know what they'll be left with without people. And it's affecting the animals. It's affecting everything. We have a great listener out there in Missouri who said that one of the trees on their farm died overnight, and it was a state tree of Missouri. And Lou and I were talking. We thought that probably to be called the state tree, it had to be very hardy to begin with. Chemtrails, that's just one more. And as we sit here, we've been under chemical clouds for days and days and days. But you know, God Almighty won't let that go on forever. Lou talked to you about how the proof of God being in control of the whole universe is that everything runs. You know, these elitists haven't been able to pull Venus or Jupiter out of the sky, have they?
They certainly haven't, and they haven't been able to put this, I'll call it, crazy planet action so far.
Not completely. No. There has to be pushback, and that's one reason we're here as watch people, because God tells us in Habakkuk, you are to write things on the stone so the people can run. You see, you've got to run. Run from this tyranny, and at times you'll have to stand and face it head on. Absolutely. Go ahead, Lou.
Leo Holman continues. Never mind that in a world free of carbon, no plant life will be able to sustain itself, and famine will claim the lives of millions. There will be a, quote, life-saving vaccine, unquote, for literally every form of sickness. And there will be plenty of that, as people submit to demands that they replace the natural human immune system with a man-made one powered by synthetic mRNA that takes over one's body and completely changes its DNA, you're no longer human. You're transhuman, meaning you are transitioning or evolving into a higher life form that is a part human and part machine. Humans will finally be able to, quote, direct their own evolution, unquote, through advances in technology, says Schwab's chief advisor, the Israeli historian Professor Yuval Noah Harari. In the wake of the COVID pandemic in 2020, Schwab and the WEF released a new book and agenda, which they branded the Great Reset, where they saw this massive crisis as a, quote, narrow window of opportunity, unquote, to radically transform the world from physical and tangible to virtual and digital. Everything in this new world is connected. Every appliance, every vehicle, every highway and light post, every home, every body. Got that? Every body. Hence the call for not only an Internet of Things, but an Internet of Bodies.
I think that this program so far has had a very crucial impetus behind it, and that is the impetus to save your lives, listeners. Not just your physical lives either, because this is a time at which we will not stand without Jesus Christ as our Savior aiding us. And we ask you to pray for Brenda, who is still very, very ill. We ask you to pray for Art, that he can keep his residence. We ask you to pray strongly for those two people. And we thank the doctor in Pennsylvania for his faithful help. We are so pleased to report that he got some extra work. So keep all of the listeners of the Divided Kingdom, and Lou still needs prayer for some medical issues to be resolved, and we need prayer for strengthening, and we pray for all of you. And now, just the kinds of foods that we have that aren't organic, this is another important thing to help you. Whenever you can, you should try to get organic food, but beware of any fruit that looks super shiny. It may have the Bill Gates thing, the APO on it, that has a lot of bad ingredients that will help your arteries stiffen and, you know, get old and everything else. So Natural News was talking about the glyphosate. And, of course, that's from the Roundup use, and this is herbicide in every bite. Glyphosate detected in 100% of U.S. fast food brands tested. This was October 23rd by Olivia Cook. The herbicide glyphosate, known for causing serious health issues, has been detected in 100% of food samples taken from the top 20 fast food brands in the United States. The shocking find was uncovered by the fast food testing program backed by Moms Across America and its affiliates, including Children's Health Defense. Moms Across America sent 42 samples from the 21 brands to the Iowa-based Health Research Institute in their, quote, original packaging, untouched and frozen. The HRI, and that was the Health Research Institute, then tested the samples for glyphosate alongside 236 agrochemicals, four heavy metals, PFAS, phthalates, mineral content, and 104 commonly used veterinary drugs and hormones, B vitamins, and calories. And in an October 11th press release, the Moms Across America reported some notable results for the glyphosate and pesticides testing. HRI found the following during glyphosate testing of the food samples. 100% of the 20 fast food brands contained alarming glyphosate residues. Panera Bread, a self-proclaimed proprietor of, quote, good food and clean, wholesome foods, end of quote, contained the highest detectable and concerning levels of pesticides.
According to a study.
I have more.
Yes. Oh, you have more. Okay.
Oh, yes, I do. Now, this was, again, what we just said. They had the highest detectable and concerning levels of pesticides. And then Arby's sandwiches came in at the second highest levels. Dairy Queen and Little Caesars were nearly tied for third highest total glyphosate. I think maybe there's a page that you have that should have come before my page. Do you have the same thing, type of thing you're talking about, Lou?
I have a page that has a lot of the scientific names of these contaminants.
Okay, I think that's a little different, but I'm trying to see back here to make sure what we said about Panera Bread. It had the high levels of the pesticides, but then it seemed like there was something missing from the next part, but the levels of glyphosate in two samples. So we're not sure the level there at Panera Breads of the glyphosate, I think. But as we said here, Dairy Queen and Little Caesars were nearly tied for third highest total glyphosate detected. Meals from Chipotle, one of the first fast food restaurants to advertise non-GMO and organic ingredients, were found to have the lowest levels, which is 94.4 times lower than the highest levels detected in Panera Bread. Oh, yes. So apparently there, that does go back to Panera Bread having the highest levels, too, of the glyphosate. Meals from Panda Express and McDonald's are the next lowest levels. Meanwhile, the laboratory noted these observations during pesticide testing. 90% of fast food brands contained at least trace levels of 27 different kinds of harmful pesticides. Domino's and Pizza Hut pizzas were found to have the highest levels of pesticides. Chipotle, In-N-Out, and Panera Bread all had either trace or... Now, do you have something that comes next?
Well, I have detectable and concerning levels of pesticides. Still.
Yes, I think that completes what we had here.
Okay.
That Panera Bread all had either trace or, just finish what you have there, or...
Or concerning levels of pesticides.
Okay.
Okay, according to a study published in the journal Toxicology Reports, chronic toxicity caused by long-duration exposure to pesticides to even low doses of oral consumption can become evident much later as chronic diseases, including asthma, cancer, congenital defects, dermatitis, endocrine disorders, immunotoxicity, neurobehavioral disorders, and reproductive dysfunctions. Some of the more commonly found pesticides detected in the food samples that are more harmful than others were boscalid. Side effects include changes in the liver and the thyroid based on animal studies, according to HazMap. Clothianidin. Side effects include lethargy, reduced movement, and loss of balance, followed by spasms and respiratory distress, according to the publication Emerging Aquatic Contaminants.
And you know, that gives us an idea
yes.
of what some of the side effects are of these. So you want to be guarding out there, listeners. And now we have time yet, I believe, for LifeSite News, October 24th, Michael Haynes. The headline, Pope Francis set to attend UN Climate Change Conference in Dubai. And Pope Francis has called for the upcoming COP28 conference to promote binding forms of energy transition that are obligatory and readily monitored. Okay, so now you see we're getting the teeth in all this. Pope Francis will travel to Dubai to take part in COP28, the International Climate Summit, which begins on November 30th. Several senior Vatican sources have confirmed to La Croix, the report read. The Pope's participation in the event had previously been theorized in some media outlets, but La Croix's report offers the first sign of confirmation on the matter. La Croix's Vatican sources stated that the Pope had decided to make the trip after privately meeting with COP28 President Sultan Ahmed Al-Jaber on October 11th. The conference is due to take place from November 30th through December 12th in the United Arab Emirates. In his the Sultan has described the conference as a prime opportunity to rethink, reboot, and refocus the climate agenda. In his recently published environmental apostolic exhortation, Laudate Deum, Pope Francis highlighted the COP28 conference as a key event in human history. Quote, if we are confident in the capacity of human beings to transcend their petty interests and to think in bigger terms, we can keep hoping that COP28 will allow for a decisive acceleration of energy transition with effective commitments subject to ongoing monitoring. Francis was critical of the fact that the temperature reduction goals of the pro-abortion Paris Climate Agreement had not yet been met, and criticized previous COP conferences for, quote, imprecise actions. Consequently, Francis argued for the upcoming Dubai conference to issue and implement mandatory, quote, climate change, end of quote, policies on countries. He wrote how, quote, if there is sincere interest in making COP28 a historic event that honors and ennobles us as human beings, then one can only hope for binding forms. Did you get that, listeners? For binding forms of energy transition that meet three conditions: that they be efficient, obligatory, and readily monitored. Ooh, don't we see there, Lou? They're going to be efficient,
yes.
All right. And obligatory, that means you have to do it. And monitored, here we come with all these chips that are going to be put in with all the digital CBDCs in the wings. So the Pope's previous environmental text, Laudate Si, led to the birth of a global movement which links climate change activism to the Pope's words. The Laudate Si movement issues calls to divest from fossil fuels and to, quote, turn Pope Francis' encyclical letter, Laudate Si, into action for climate and ecological justice. We might say that's a misnomer. Ecological justice. You'll have nothing and you'll be glad of it. If you think the things in this program are important to the future of your children and grandchildren, please support us. Send what you can, cash, money orders, checks, to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you, keep you, strengthen you against the evil one. Pray that God, with Jesus and Jesus' blood, will cast out Satan from your lives, from your health, from your money, from everything surrounding you. He will honor you if you repent daily and give your life to him. Surrender to Jesus Christ. Good night.